Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Steve, I know that you have been on a journey.
Yeah.
You have been.
Oh, yeah.
You've been north, east, west. You've been all over the place, man.
Yeah.
And it's so good to see you in the Emerald Coast. Interesting. You and I were on the Northeast together, and now we're in the South together.
Yeah.
And
just following God.
Just following God.
Yeah.
Talk to us, man. Talk to us about this journey you've been
in. Oh, my goodness.
And the blessing of obedience.
Well, that's one thing that through this journey, God has definitely made known to me, and a learned lesson was to the level of your obedience, you're going to see the level of his blessing and just him.
Well, say that again.
To the if God calls you out, John G likes this. If God calls you out, step out in bold obedience and he'll meet you there every time.
Mm-hmm.
Just step out.
But to the level?
To the level of your obedience, you will see the level of God's blessing.
Wow.
The level of God's favor. And I was I moved up to Pittsburgh about 6 months ago. It's where God told me to go. I just wanted to just share my heart and just like you're saying, just tell whoever about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, pretty much just about 2 months ago, God just said, you're supposed to be back. Be back on the Gulf Coast. And it was just, and I just asked God, okay, God, speak to me. I need you to speak clearly to me. And God gave me a couple dreams. And at the same time, I just said, okay, God, in order for me to get to there from here, this is what needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I was in a lease. I was renting a place. I had just started a new job a couple months ago. And I was like, okay, how do I do this? And God just gave me the wisdom of just like writing it out and believing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mountains. God just says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to go and it'll go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is literally what he did, down to the fact of I was in communications with my landlord multiple times. And when I told my landlord about it, he's like, well, you need to give me at least 60 days notice.
Because you had a lease, right?
Because I had a lease.
Right.
To basically leave my lease, 2 months separation fee, and then I would have had to pay my lease until the end of my contract.
Isn't it
even when somebody moved in?
Isn't it interesting that oftentimes people think, well, I'll obey the Lord as long as everything is, it's easy.
right.
Obviously, Lord, this is not...
and I can figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Obviously, Lord, this is not something that I can do, right?
Yeah.
It's like, no, that doesn't work that way, but,
And what's awesome is I've heard many times before, God has said to me, just get out in the deep. Because, if you're staying in the kiddie pool or if you're out on the shore, where everything's comfortable to you, that's not where you're going to see God.
No.
But when God told me that I needed to be here, it was just like this, in my mind, it's impossible. But God even said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Mm.
And I basically gave my landlord 2 weeks. And said, I got to go.
Yeah.
And through the favor of the Lord, God provided me as far as having someone to take over my lease and minimized not having to pay my lease and was able to transfer and came down to the Gulf Coast. And not only was I able to leave the present job I had up in Pittsburgh, but then I came and God gave me back the same job down on the Gulf Coast. And I didn't miss a day's worth of work.
We'll talk about that. I mean, you just blew by
a 10,000 miracles.
10,000 miracles
one
in one statement, man. I mean, talk to us here. You had a very good job where you were at in the Northeast.
Yes. Well, it's still with the same company,
right?
And just transferring,
right?
So, talking to my employer, and I told them, and initially I thought I was going to another city, and just by the grace of God, the HR representative, like my boss never got it to the HR. So one transfer never like followed through. And when I told him, I said, okay, this is where I need to go. I need to go to the Gulf Coast. I had initially told my immediate boss and he said, well, when do you need to go?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, no later than 90 days. And the powerful thing about that
Is that something that happens all the time? Did you have great faith for that, to believe for that? Does that happen?
it's amazing. It was so God. At first, like, my head was so wrapped around, like, making sure that I got a, that I was, like, I was in line for a promotion to be able to, like up and coming.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, I need to be there. So promotion or not, I need to be where God's called me to be. That's definitely more important.
Right.
And like they do transfers, but usually it takes a considerable amount of time. And when I told my boss this and I said, I have to be there no later than 90 days. He's like, well, there's no reason why we couldn't get you there in 45. Cut my time in half of what I was believing God for. And what was powerful about it, though, is that conversation took place March 27th, 2013. I got to the Gulf Coast, arrived where I was called to be May 11th, 2013.
Wow.
How many days is that?
Day 45 from that conversation.
Wait a second. So God uses your supervisors to prophetically speak and say, I can do it in 45 days.
And he did it in 45 days to the day.
And God did it on 45
to the day. Mm-hmm. And it was just powerful because like we've talked about, you know, in the storm, God's going to deliver you. And it's just like when God has called you to go, and then it wasn't necessarily a storm, but it's just if God is telling you to go somewhere, regardless of what you see, what you understand, see what you believe. Stop believing what you're seeing and just believe God. Just believe God to move the mountains and just take him at his word. Because if God called you to be somewhere, it's not your idea.
That's right.
It is so not your idea. That's right. And just watch what God's going to do because that's when he shows off.
Well, that's when you really find out who's Lord.
Yeah.
You know, you really find out who's Lord is when God gives you something to do or tells you what he wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Is he Lord, boss, ruler of my life, or am I? You know, and you know what? We submit ourselves to him and to his ways and to his leading.
Mm-hmm.
And we just say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
You know, what do you say when God wants you to do something? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
It's obedience. Yes. But that's how God sees love, is if you just respond to him. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because you think about it is that we're hearing testimonies of people crying out to God and saying, God, I need you to do this. I'm asking you to do this. And God responds. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It goes back and forth, a relationship that God calls us to do things. And it's not like, well, you know, okay, God, let me pencil you in. Like, no, it's he wants it done.
Yeah.
Because he's asking you.
That's right. And the thing is that, you know, God doesn't have to use us. He doesn't have to, you know, convince us to do something. I think about Reinhard Bonnke, and he was so honored, you know, that God would call him to do a special work. And he says, Lord, I'm so honored. And God says, Reinhard, you were my third choice. The other two passed me up.
Yeah.
And the thing is that God can pass you up.
Yeah.
The fact that he's talking with you and dealing with you, that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. We just need to respond.
That's right.
And do what Steve did. He just responded to the Lord, and God blessed his obedience.
He gets the glory.
Well, Steve, we're talking about the miracles of the Lord, and really we're talking about, as well, I mean, the blessing of obedience.
Yeah.
You know, there's blessings that a lot of people just simply do not receive
because
they don't obey what God tells them to do. Imagine how that works, you know? No blessing, no, you know, no obedience, no blessing there.
Exactly. Hello,
you know, it's just very easy to do.
That's right.
But God wants not only for us to do something, but he's so good that he'll reward us when we obey him, when we do what he tells us to do.
Right.
And that's really how we show him that we love him. Yeah. You know, that's how we show him how we love him. But I know that you were looking at this mountain of even money, like stuff that's going to cost you expenses. And what did God do for you in the midst of you responding to him?
Well, like I was saying, as far as having to leave my lease at the time, because if I would not have found another renter to come in and take over the lease, I would have been responsible for the whole remaining of the contract.
Yeah.
And taking consideration that, as well as also moving down, having to find another house, trying to find a temporary place to live while waiting for my transfer to go through, when it all came down to it, bottom line, God saved me about $6,000.
Wow.
$6,000.
Yeah. Wow.
He saved me $6,000 from a 90-day transfer to 45-day transfer, provided me a job, provided me a house.
Right.
A nice house.
A nice house.
I've seen that house. A nice house.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, when I got here, I mean, to this day, it's just like I'm still waiting for that moment to realize I'm here, because mm-hmm. I was just simply trying to keep up with God and just watch what God was doing.
And it was such a smooth transition. That's the mm-hmm. whole thing. People look at it and look at things in the natural, and like you were talking earlier, staying in their head, and they think, how can this happen? How can I get a transfer? How can I break a lease without being penalized? How can I come up with, you know, these resources and move into a new place and then start a new job seamlessly? I mean, I guess if you had gobs of just mm-hmm. money or whatever, you know, and that's a quick thing that people like to do. They just like to let money be the answer to everything. And right. you know, money's not the answer to everything. You know, God is the answer to everything.
Yeah.
But oftentimes people just stop in the middle of what God tells them to do. They figure if they can't figure it out in their own brain, then obviously
It can't be God.
I didn't hear correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if there's a potential way that they can suffer a loss, then that can't be God. And it's like, just obey him.
And that was so powerful for me too, because it was just like, I was like you were saying before, God was just revealing my own heart to me. Because when God first said that to me, it was just like I was worshiping a promotion. And it was just like, okay, God, well, as soon as I get this promotion, I'll be there. And it was just like, Lord, I repent for that.
Yeah.
Because, and it was just like, the question is, okay, do you want a job? Do you want a house? Do you want some furniture? Do you want, or do you just want to obey where I've called you to be, knowing that where I've called you to be is better than where you currently are?
Mm.
And all I did was, like I said, wrote it out, what I believed God to do, and started packing boxes. And I had no idea how this was going to happen. I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to start moving. And just to see the snowball of God respond to me responding to his word.
Yeah.
That's it.
And really, and then, you know, appreciate your honesty and your humility. But you said, you know, you just want to get it right with God.
Yeah.
And sometimes that'll happen to us. Sometimes we will, you know, miss away or get off a path a little bit, and we'll have, you know, something else going on that's not God. But if we just cry out to him and say, God, you know, I see the error of my ways. This was wrong. This wasn't right. Lord, you know, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make it right. I want to get where I need to be. God's just so loving and so good. He'll steer it around. He'll put you right back exactly where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is a blessing in obedience.
It's all God. It's all God.
There is a blessing in obedience, and there's also a curse in disobedience. You may be wondering why things are not working right. You know, how can God bless you in your situation? You think about it. You know, if I'm amazed at some who think that God can bless a bad situation. You know, that relationship's not going to work if it's not set up on God's principles mm-hmm. and the way God mm-hmm. wants you to live. That job, if you're not doing things with integrity and doing the right way, how can God bless you? You know, if God's going to bless you when you do things his way, how he instructs, how he guides, that's where the blessing is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just responding to him. God, it's just responding to him, because that's when God's waiting for us to see how it's our actions that are gonna back up what we're proclaiming to say with our mouth. And mm-hmm. it's just like, we can say that he's Lord, but the question is, what does your life say?
Come on now.
Does your life say that he's Lord, or does your life say that, you know, everything else is God?
Yeah. Well, it was when the rubber hits the road, you know, yes, Jesus, yes, yes, I'm with you. And I think about the disciples as well.
Well, I don't see you standing next to me.
Yeah. I got your back way back.
Yeah, right.
You know, eat my flesh, drink my blood. What?
That's kind of hard teaching. I don't know about that one.
I was with you, Lord. I was with you mm-hmm. until you asked me to give up my promotion. I was with you until you mm-hmm. told me to sacrifice my son mm-hmm. on Mount Moriah. I was mm-hmm. I was with you until you told me to leave my mother and my father and come follow me, and I'll make you a fishers of men. I was with you until you said, you know, come with me out into the deep waters and walk. You know, I was mm-hmm. with you until.
Yeah.
And they don't see the miracle.
Right.
Then they wonder why God stopped moving.
Listen, Peter got out the boat. They talk about him sinking, but he was the one that got out
the boat. He's the only one that got out.
Yeah.
And he began to walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn how to walk on water by staying in the boat.
Yeah.
That course is taught on the water. That course is taught by the Holy Ghost and God, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see the place of miracles, and you want to see the place of blessings, and you want to see God do extraordinary things, that's extra ordinary.
Yeah.
You need to obey him. You need to hear him. That's important. You need to abide. Spend time with the Lord daily. And if you don't know how to abide, we have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org and request this plan. It doesn't cost you a thing. It's free. We've heard so many testimonies of people that are hearing God's voice for the very first time.
Praise God.
And they're spending time with God daily, reading his word, hearing what God is saying, writing it down. And guess what? They're obeying, putting into action, responding to the Lord. And they're seeing God show up in their situation.
Amen.
They're seeing God show up in their life, in their family, in their finances, in their ministry, in their marriage, in their children's life. Let me tell you something. He who kneels before God can stand up to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He who spends time with the Lord is going to have marching orders for the day.
Amen.
It's your vision for the day. If you don't have a vision, you're at the mercy of a person or a demon that has one, right?
That's right.
But if you spend time with the Lord and you hear him and you honor that word and you put that word into practice, you're going to see God respond and move powerfully and move mountains on your behalf. Because just like John G. Lake, he's just looking for one man. God's just looking for one man, one woman who's going to say, God, I just believe what's in your word. Like Franklin Graham said, I believe the Bible to be the truth from cover to cover.
That's right.
And God is looking for men and women who believe God's word to be the truth from cover to cover. It's going to take God at his word, believe God, step out and do what God's called them to do, instructed them to do.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.